Alright everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life throws a curveball and you find yourself clinging to outcomes like they're the last slice of pizza. You know that feeling? Like everything hinges on this one thing going your way, and when it doesn't, well, let's just say your inner monologue isn't exactly sunshine and rainbows. But guess what? That's where today's stoic lesson comes in handy, letting go of attachment to outcomes. Think about it. We spend so much energy worrying about what might happen, planning for every scenario, that we forget to actually enjoy the journey. We become slaves to our expectations, and when reality doesn't align with our vision, we feel like total failures. But here's the truth, the only thing we can truly control is our own actions and reactions. So today, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you loosen your grip on outcomes and embrace a more peaceful, resilient mindset. Number 1. Accept that things won't always go according to plan. Life is unpredictable, folks. There are way too many variables at play for us to micromanage every detail. Embrace the unexpected, it's often where the greatest lessons and opportunities lie hidden. Remember that time you missed your flight and ended up having a spontaneous adventure? Yeah, sometimes those details lead to amazing experiences. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. Your energy, your effort, your attitude. These are the things that truly matter. Channel your focus into putting in your best work, doing your part with integrity, and treating others with respect. Let go of trying to control external factors, they're just beyond your reach. Number 3. Shift your perspective. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as learning opportunities. Every obstacle you overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more resourceful. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? Instead of why me? That simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. Number 4. Practice gratitude for what you have. This one's super important. When we focus on what we lack, we amplify our feelings of discontent. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Gratitude is like a magnet that draws more positivity into your life. Number 5. Remember that true happiness comes from within. It's not dependent on external validation or achieving specific outcomes. Find joy in the process, savor the little moments, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that transcends circumstances. Ever had one of those days where everything just seemed to go wrong? Maybe your coffee spilled, you got stuck in traffic, and then your presentation went south. You know that feeling when you're about to pull your hair out because nothing is going your way? Now imagine if, instead of spiraling into frustration, you took a deep breath and said to yourself, okay, this isn't ideal, but it's just one day. I can choose how I respond to these challenges. That's the power of letting go of attachment to outcomes. You might still experience setbacks, but your ability to remain calm, adaptable, and resilient will make all the difference. Alright everyone, so today's stoic lesson is about embracing the journey, not just chasing the destination. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude for what you have, and remember that true happiness comes from within. Let's sum it up. Accept that life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. Channel your energy into what you can control, your actions and attitude. View setbacks as learning opportunities. They make you stronger, wiser. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life. Big and small. True happiness comes from within. It's not tied to external outcomes. Remember, letting go of attachment to outcomes isn't about becoming passive or giving up on your dreams. It's about cultivating a mindset of inner peace, resilience, and acceptance. Now, I want to hear from you. Share in the comments how you plan to apply this lesson in your own life. What are some situations where you struggle with letting go of outcomes? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you never miss an episode packed with stoic wisdom and real-world strategies for building a more resilient and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.